Jerry Bader Show, 952-406-1360, 888-455-1360. I suspect this is going to be one of those topics that people are going to be a little nervous wading into for two reasons. One is because, well, it's a sensitive topic. But two, because I'm not telling you how I feel. Mia Farrow alleged 20 years ago that she was the domestic partner of Woody Allen, he sexually abused her adoptive 7-year-old daughter. He has always denied that. Something seems to have been triggered when he won the Lifetime Achievement Award, or was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award, by the Golden Globes. Farrow and her family, her children, decided it was time to fight back. I just shared the piece with you. Dylan Farrow wrote in a blog in the New York Times. The question is, as the New York Times puts it in another piece, ethical concerns hit Oscar races. He has never been convicted in the court of law. The argument is that they are trying to convict him. The Farrow family is trying to convict him in the court of public opinion. This has come up before. Roman Polanski has been convicted in a court of law, and the Hollywood community never gave up on him. And I want you to think about this. Look at the way liberals tried to say how stupid Scott Walker looked by inadvertently having a sex offender on stage, and it was a huge mistake, and I have criticized Scott Walker for it. But just compare the two. They celebrate sex. Michael Jackson. Here's why I think this is important. Is there no line? Is there no act that a person can be accused of where you decide, you know what, we really shouldn't keep honoring this person? Cate Blanchett spoke on this and issued an absolutely empty statement. It's been a long and painful situation for the family, and I hope they find some resolution in peace, Blanchett told Hollywood Elsewhere, which is to say absolutely nothing. I think this is a big deal. Is there ever a time when we say, look, we can have a level of belief in someone that we should stop celebrating this person? Clearly there were questions, but he was never convicted in the court of law. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Are you able to separate the artist from the art? Are you able to do that? This comes up in the NFL all the time. By the way, here, this is different, but it's similar. Randy Moss on the NFL, on Fox's Super Bowl pregame. I had no idea they had hired him to do that. And actually, he did an okay job. But look at that guy's past. Look at his past. Look at his record. And some of those are criminal. Everybody gets a second chance in America today. Look at this. Anthony Weiner was a legitimate contender for New York City mayor until people realized he was still doing the things that disgraced him in Congress. Sex of almost any kind has been marginalized by the left, that it's no big deal. Even the sexual molestation of a child. Oh, come on. It was a long time ago. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Greg on the road. Greg, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. Yeah, I agree with you that it's an important thing to bring up. You pointed out the hypocrisy, and giant careers are made out of pointing out liberal hypocrisy, but the bottom line is no. I've never seen a line yet put in the sand on any kind of behavior. As long as you carry the liberal message, it seems as though they'll defend you to all ends. I mean, Bill Clinton, good example. They come up with the most unintelligent responses to, it's their life, it's personal, that's only sex. It goes on and on ad nauseum. As long as you carry the water for the liberals, they'll defend you. I've yet to find axe murderers in you, and they'll still that's old news. That's just old news. We're moving on from there. I mean, the defense can be just that paltry. There's never any condemnation.
All right. So even though he's never been convicted in the court of law, should the Academy of Motion Pictures consider this at Oscar time?
That's a question I can't answer. That's a question of conscience if they want to go in that direction. I've never seen Hollywood was known for. I mean, look at the anti-communism and then how Reagan fought them way back 50 years ago. They defend the indefensible.
Greg, I'm sorry. I got to let you go right there. Tim in Bellevue, you're up next after the news. It's 9:58.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.